Day 5.
事物介绍
Passage 1. A park in France has started a new and environmentally friendly way of dealing with litter. It has trained 6 rooks for 90 days. The rooks are members of the crow family. These birds will work at the theme park in West France to collect rubbish like plastic bags,papers, and other things thrown on the ground. If the birds pick up the litter and put it into a special trash can, the birds' food will be given as a reward. The more litter the birds put in the trash can correctly, the more food they will get. The head of the theme park explained why it is using the crows. There are several reasons, he said. The goal is not just to clean up.But to show us that nature itself can teach us to take care of the environment. Crows are very sociable and clever birds. They may be as smart as a 7-year-old child. In the friendly atmosphere, they like to communicate with humans and develop a relationship through play.
A park in France.Has started a new environmentally friendly way of dealing with litter. It has trained 6 rooks for 90 days. The rooks are members of the crow family. These birds will work at the theme park in West France to collect rubbish like plastic bags, papers, and other things thrown on the ground. If the birds pick up the litter and put it into a special trash can,The birds' food will be given as a reward. The more litter the birds put in the trash can correctly, the more food they will get. The head of the theme park explained why it is using the crows. There are several reasons, he said. The goal is not just to clean up, but to show us that nature itself can teach us to take care of the environment.Crows are very sociable and clever birds. They may be as smart as a 7-year-old child. In the friendly atmosphere, they like to communicate with humans and develop a relationship through play.
Passage 2. Forget your ID? Well, you'll never forget your face.Using your face as your ID is quick and convenient. You could take the subway or board a plane with just your face alone. This is how facial recognition works. It has also been used to catch criminals. In China, facial recognition systems have been widely used in many fields. In Zhengzhou, people can now get on the subway.By using the facial recognition technology. They just need to link their online payment systems to the subway's smartphone app. Students at Beijing University can quickly pass through the school gate by scanning their faces. However, many people are worried about the use of this information by the government and companies. I feel the same.Because there are many companies failing to protect users' data. When someone steals your personal information, you can change your bank card, but can you change your face when your facial information is stolen? As facial recognition is commonly used in our daily life, we must ask ourselves whether or not this new technology is worth the risk.
Forget your ID? Well, you'll never forget your face. Using your face as your ID is quick and convenient. You could take the subway or board a plane with just your face alone. This is how facial recognition works. It has also been used to catch criminals. In China, facial recognition systems have been widely used in many fields. In Zhengzhou,People can now get on the subway by using the facial recognition technology. They just need to link their online payment systems to the Subway smartphone app. Students at Beijing University can quickly pass through the school gate by scanning their faces. However, many people are worried about the use of this information by the government and companies. I feel the same, because there are many companies failing to protect users' data. When someone steals your personal information, you can change your bank card. But can you change your face when your facial information is stolen? As facial recognition is commonly used in our daily life, we must ask ourselves whether or not this new technology is worth the risk.
Passage 3. Children may not put coins in piggy banks for much longer. With the development of a cashless society, pocket money is put online. To follow the development, there are a lot of money management apps for children, such as GoHenry, Osper, and Gimme, and so on. These apps offer a simple money management service for children. Parents can add money to children's accounts and set how much they can spend, while children can choose to save their money or spend it by using a card. By using the apps, children can spend their money more wisely. The apps suggest children who are over 6 years old using the card. The companies behind the apps said that in an increasingly cashless society, the apps can be a valuable way of teaching young children about money. For example, the Swedish app Gimme, with 1.2 million users around the world, has a virtual savings bank where children can save money. Parents can pay children interest as they save. Besides, it can be used for paying children who do the housework. This greatly increases children's independence. The service is only used in Sweden, but expected to be widely used in other areas soon.
Children may not put coins in piggy banks for much longer. With the development of a cashless society, pocket money is put online. To follow the development, there are a lot of money management apps for children, such as GoHenry, Osper, and Gimme, and so on. These apps offer a simple money management service for children. Parents can add money to children's accounts and set how much they can spend, while children can choose to save their money or spend it by using a card. By using the apps, children can spend their money more wisely. The apps suggest children who are over 6 years old using the card. The companies behind the apps said that in an increasingly cashless society, the apps can be a valuable way of teaching young children about money. For example, the Swedish app Gimme, with 1.2 million users around the world, has a virtual savings bank where children can save money. Parents can pay children interest as they save. Besides, it can be used for paying children who do the housework. This greatly increases children's independence. The service is only used in Sweden, but expected to be widely used in other areas soon.
Passage 4. For anyone who is considering going on a tour by bike, the first thing to think about is safety. At first, it's very important to consider what you wear. You know, many accidents happen just because drivers fail to see passers-by. So you'd better wear something that can easily be seen, especially in rainy and foggy days, such as yellow or red jackets. Second, don't try to ride too far or too fast. Take your time, And if you feel tired, stop and have a rest. Remember that the pleasure of your tour is the riding itself. You can get close to nature and see beautiful things along the way that you can't usually see in a tour by car or by train. And if you are planning your journey in summer, take plenty of water. In winter, make sure you take some warm clothes and put them on when you stop riding. It is very easy to catch a cold after a long time riding. Remember that life safety always comes first. Then enjoy the scenery along the way happily.
For anyone who is considering going on a tour by bike, the first thing to think about is safety. At first, it's very important to consider what you wear. You know, many accidents happen just because drivers fail to see passers-by, so you'd better wear something that can easily be seen, especially in rainy and foggy days, such as yellow or red jackets. Second, don't try to ride too far or too fast. Take your time, and if you feel tired, stop and have a rest. Remember that the pleasure of your tour is the riding itself. You can get close to nature and see beautiful things along the way that you can't usually see in a tour by car or by train. And if you are planning your journey in summer, take plenty of water. In winter, make sure you take some warm clothes and put them on when you stop riding. It is very easy to catch a cold after a long time riding. Remember that life safety always comes first. Then enjoy the scenery along the way happily.
Passage 5. As one of the four ancient civilizations in the world, China is well known for its long history and culture, and its rich artistic content shows great wisdom and abilities of the Chinese people. We know the Chinese had a written language as early as 1500 BC. You can see that Chinese writing is very different from the writing in other countries. The Chinese use a different character for each word. People in many countries have to learn only 26 letters, but people in China have to memorize about 600 characters before they can do even basic reading and writing. A man in China named Confucius taught Chinese people what they should and should not do. He was a great man. His teachings were recorded into several books and became a way of life for the Chinese and many other people in Asia. He taught people to show respect to their parents and teachers and to be kind to others. Besides, many inventions were made and used in China before the rest of the world even heard of them. By 1600 AD, the Chinese invented printing. From all these, you can see that the Chinese are very busy making things that the rest of the world find really exciting and helpful when people learn about them.
As one of the four ancient civilizations in the world, China is well known for its long history and culture. And its rich artistic content shows great wisdom and abilities of the Chinese people. We know the Chinese had a written language as early as 1500 BC. You can see that Chinese writing is very different from the writing in other countries. The Chinese use a different character for each word. People in many countries have to learn only 26 letters. But people in China have to memorize about 600 characters before they can do even basic reading and writing. A man in China named Confucius taught Chinese people what they should and should not do. He was a great man. His teachings were recorded into several books and became a way of life for the Chinese and many other people in Asia. He taught people to show respect to their parents and teachers and to be kind to others. Besides, many inventions were made and used in China before the rest of the world even heard of them. By 600 AD, the Chinese invented printing. From all these, you can see that the Chinese are very busy making things that the rest of the world find really exciting and helpful when people learn about them.
Passage 6. High-speed and intercity railway stations nationwide have adopted the e-ticket service, in which passengers don't need to print tickets anymore. It's said that passengers can check in without paper tickets at 1,020 railway stations across the country. The service was started on the high-speed rail line in Hainan Province in November 2018, and another 4 high-speed intercity railways have tested it from July 2018. With the service, when entering the station and checking in, passengers only need to swipe a second-generation ID card for Chinese mainland people. Those whose card or permit cannot be read by the machines are also able to check in by scanning an electronic or printed QR code. It's very fast and convenient. Instead of collecting tickets at the station, I just need to bring my ID card or scan QR codes to Zhang Pengbo, 28, who works for a company in Zhengzhou, Henan Province. With the new method reducing the crowds in front of ticket offices and ticket checking machines, it greatly increases the travel efficiency and improves the travel experience for people who travel a lot by it.
High-speed and intercity railway stations nationwide have adopted the e-ticket service, in which passengers don't need to print tickets anymore. It's said that passengers can check in without paper tickets at 1,020 railway stations across the country. The service was started on the high-speed rail line in Hainan Province in November 2018, and another 4 high-speed intercity railways have tested it from July 2018. With the service, when entering the station and checking in, passengers only need to swipe a second-generation ID card for Chinese mainland people. Those whose card or permit cannot be read by the machines are also able to check in by scanning an electronic or printed QR code. It's very fast and convenient. Instead of collecting tickets at the station, I just need to bring my ID card or scan QR codes, said Zhang Pengbo, 28, who works for a company in Zhengzhou, Henan Province. With the new method reducing the crowds in front of ticket offices and ticket checking machines, it greatly increases the travel efficiency and improves the travel experience for people who travel a lot by it.